I'm Dan Clough's dad. At least one Illinois school district will hold online-only classes for the first quarter of the coming school year. Students in the Decatur district will learn virtually through at least October 9th. Spokesperson Denise Swarthout says they initially considered a mix of virtual and in-person instruction. She says they changed course last week following conversations with health experts, families, and staff.
We know that going virtual is the right thing to do for our families, for our DPS community. And as we approach the end of the first quarter, we will once again revisit those discussions and make that determination.
Swarthout says in-person appointments will be available for special education students and English language learners as needed. She says the district is partnering with a before and after school program to offer families and district employees full-day child care at the Children's Museum of Illinois. Over the weekend, scores of people gathered at the state capitol to rally against the state's requirement that school children wear face coverings this fall. The Million Unmasked March drew about 250 people and touched on the rights of citizen children. Attendees questioned the severity of COVID-19 in children and their ability to pass it on. They also raised the impracticality of expecting young kids to attend a full day of school while wearing masks. Meanwhile, the head of Illinois' Department of Public Health continues to be surprised at the pushback on safety recommendations to slow the spread of COVID-19. Sean Crawford has more.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike says while more tests are being administered, the rate of those who are shown to have the coronavirus has been going up. She says that shows there is increased transmission happening, a bad sign. Ezike says the spread could be greatly reduced with more people taking simple precautions, and she says she's unsure why that's been so controversial.
Think of when you're driving an automobile. No one hopes to be in an accident. We wear seatbelts to protect us in the event that there is a crash. And we have a chance to do the same thing with masking and distancing. So what's the controversy?
ZK also says if more people don't do their part to slow the spread of COVID-19, the state will have no choice but to add more restrictions on businesses and individuals. I'm Sean Crawford.
I'm Dan Clefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR News Station.
I'm Leah Lerner. A blood drive next week in Carbondale will also check donations for COVID-19 antibodies. Blood will be collected from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on August 4th at the Carbondale Civic Center. The American Red Cross says making an appointment is highly encouraged to ensure social distancing guidelines can be followed. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter the Carbondale zip code of 62901. Some Illinois cities are receiving more money to promote completion of the U.S. Census. Claire Buchanan has more.
Wester Worry is chief of staff for the city of Rockford. He says his city's response rates have slowed during the past couple months. Now, he says, they're working to reach harder-to-count populations, and he wants people to know there are multiple ways to fill out the form.
I think what I'd like to do in this sort of final phase is make sure that we're also giving people the option to do this by phone, because it is super easy to do it by phone. They take you through the questionnaire and then you're done.
The first round of census funding for communities ran out at the end of June. The new set of grants will allow cities to continue to communicate with their residents and help them complete the census. The census is available over the phone in multiple languages. Find those phone numbers or complete the questionnaire online at 2020census.gov. I'm Claire Buchanan.
COVID-19 cases in Illinois grew by over 1,500 yesterday. Locally, Franklin-Williamson Bi-County Health Department reported 21 new cases. Jackson County Health Department reported 38 new. More details on our website.